Last July, a storm packing straight-line winds in excess of 100 miles per hour ripped through northwestern Wisconsin. In its wake, the DNR estimates 160,000 acres of forest were damaged in Burnett, Douglas, and Washburn counties. As property owners continue to clean up the mess, the DNR is urging them to burn their storm debris this winter instead of waiting for spring. Renee Paulson is a forest ranger for the DNR in Spooner. She says with snow cover, there's little chance of fire getting out of control and sparking down timber. Also, Paulson says people in the blowdown area likely won't be able to burn during the spring.
They should expect and be ready to hear that, I guess, that they won't be allowed to burn or use that permit probably until green up into June or so when we're green and moist again.
Paulson says even if it's a soggy spring, the blowdown area has very sandy soils which dry out quickly. She says even if a person burns their debris on a wet spring day, coals can survive until the fire danger rises again.
A couple days up to a couple weeks later, that fire is still hot in there, insulated by the ash, and a dry, windy day, and it picks up and runs. It becomes a wildfire.
The DNR is already working on its game plan to deal with what they expect to be a very high fire danger in the blowdown areas. Paulson says the agency plans on having four air tankers, heavy bulldozers, and hand crews on standby, as well as a national fire prevention team. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.